And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with the captain, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to be having a great time talking long-range fishing. And you want to catch some tuna? You don't have to go far right now. We'll tell you all about that. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day-and-a-half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top-of-the-line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a great show today, bro.
Yes, indeed. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you in the studio here. And boy, oh boy, things are happening in fishing and the long-range world, too.
Long-range world, local fishing, and it continues.
Crazy.
You know, we've been talking about it. We've been writing about it. It's crazy how consistent the extraordinary has become. You know what I mean?
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
You know, it's not. It's like the extraordinary is ordinary this year. And it really has been that way since, what, since mid-July, August, certainly. And we're seeing it in every, you know, across the board, but in particular the local fishing. We have to say, I mean, you know, we're talking long range here, but also you just cannot... how can you explain and describe what has happened here within 10, 15, 20 miles of San Diego, 30 miles of San Diego this year? It's just beyond belief.
And it's still happening.
right now.
Yeah,
as we
right
speak.
Right this second.
Yeah, so, you know, it isn't beyond belief. This is, you know, I'm not going to go as far as say it's the new normal, because I think this is going to be one of those years that we're all going to talk about for the rest of our lives. We will talk about it for the rest of our lives.
So what follows this? I mean, you know, we in history, previous, you know, mega El Ninos, 82, 83, you know, had really good fishing the following year on a totally different species.
That's exactly right. And and I would not be surprised to see, you know, we're due for a big albacore cycle. It's going on, what, 7, 8, 9 years since we really had any kind of volume of albacore show up. And historically, if you go back, you know, all the way in, you know, as long as records are being kept, you know, in the 20s, 30s, whatever, the albacore cycles, the really big ones, have almost always followed a major El Nino event. The big cycles have. So, you know, if you use history as a measure, it wouldn't be surprising to see that. But then again, you know, being in the ocean,
Yeah. Just when you think you got her figured out, she just reminds you that you have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. But I'd be more surprised to see it not happen than if it did. And, you know, I'm not talking about next year for sure we're going to be loading up on albacore, but, you got to figure the next year or two that those things are going to make a showing again. And it's going to be just a whole nother bonus, I guess, to this big El Nino.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, I got a really weird one to share with you today, and I'm not sure you got this one, Ricky, but my friend Dave Pfeiffer and Greg Stotesbury from AFCO were out yesterday off the west end of Catalina, and they baited and caught a 150-pound blue marlin that was sleeping.
Really?
It was a sleeper. When have you ever heard of a sleeper blue marlin?
Yeah, I don't.
These guys know what a blue marlin is.
Yeah, you're
and there's 100% no question. If they say it's a blue marlin, it was a blue marlin.
Right.
But how about that?
Wow.
I mean, it's and it's like the end of October, and they're baiting blue marlin off of the backside
in
of
November,
Catalina.
Dude. I was going to say, we're coming into the middle of November. It's past
October.
The middle of November.
November.
Yeah.
I meant to say November. Yeah.
It'd be wild in October.
How wild is that?
It'd be December in a couple weeks.
Thank God it was a striped marlin. It was confused.
Yeah, exactly. On a
wild,
Stella,
man,
with 20 pounds.
Jeez. And they got
even better.
Even better.
That's
right?
Great.
Even better. You know, the question is, how long is this going to hold up? You look at all the projections, all the forecasts. This warm water is going to be here well into the winter and probably, you know, if at all, recede in the spring, they're saying. But I think all indications point towards this warm water continuing. Last year, I remember being on the show in January. We're talking about catching yellowfin tuna and bluefin on Cortez Bank. I think that it's more likely that we're going to see that again than not.
Yeah.
You know, this warm water's got the fish down there off the coast, a call net, it's just loaded with fish down there right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, up and down the beach, very good sign of that yellowtail. A lot of that, like 12 to 16, 18-pound yellowtail mixed in now. There's still fish on kelps. The last trip, though, we had probably the most horrible luck you can imagine trying to find a kelp down there. We were west of Geronimo, which is, you know, 180 miles south of San Diego, fishing in 76-degree
Wow.
Beautiful blue water. 76.
Wow. Yeah. 76?
Yeah. Yeah, November. Crazy. It was November 13th or November 12th, and we had 76-degree beautiful blue water.
Wow. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Man.
It's pretty remarkable.
Well, I mean, the remarkable thing, too, is what Captain Ryan Boston did yesterday, right? 15 miles off the coast?
Sure.
200 and what?
Still
25 or something,
225?
Just crazy. Just
right.
Unbelievable score, yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
Posting huge counts of yellowfin tuna still in the middle of November.
And we're, 4 days away from Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And you know, I can remember this kind of fishing actually at this time of year is not unprecedented. We had years, and I was speaking with Dean Adams last night about it, back in, it was 82 or 83, there was tremendous volume of especially big albacore. There was yellowfin tuna. There was big eye. They were out to the west far. There was south of Cortez Bank at the time. It was, again, 1982, 1983. And the fish just absolutely outlasted the anglers. I mean, you could hardly get a boat out.
That's crazy.
At that time.
And
I was a little kid at the time. You know, I was 15, 16 years old, 14 years old, and just wanting to go fishing. I was
come on, somebody go out.
Yeah, just hoping. And I remember Eddie McEwen on the Pacific Queen, he took the boat out. I think he just wanted to go fishing more than anything. And there was like 11 people on the Queen. They would have flat, calm weather at the end of November. And we're catching big eye and big, beautiful albacore out there.
Sick. God, that's so cool,
yeah,
man.
Well, now, so how does this play into the long-range world? What's been going on in the Royal Star?
Well, you know, I mean, we've been taking full advantage of the fact that we've had this unbelievable run at Guadalupe. I mean, that's definitely been the meat and potatoes of our trip here since the middle of October. You know, it's a long story, or at least the lead up to it took a long, long time, and we're just incredibly grateful that we were able to power through the process and finally have the ability to work with some agencies down there in Mexico that really put their best foot forward to make this happen. And, you know, seeing it as an opportunity for everybody. So we've obviously been taking full advantage of it. And I mean, I can say that in addition to the fishing, which has just been, it's pretty much off the scale. To use the cliche, as good as it gets, it has been. But you combine that with how phenomenal the scenery is out there, just the whole setting.
The whole setting with the opportunity to just be at that island is just
right.
So incredible.
Yeah, to be there and see that kind of fishing, the grade of fish has just been, you know. I mean, there were numerous times the last trip I was on, we're looking down the deck and there's, you know, a 120, a 130, a 150, a 140.
Wow.
You're just going, really? Where are we?
Wow.
You could have easily mistaken it for being on the northeast end of Clarion Island or something, you know, back 20 years ago. It was just amazing, really.
The
amazing.
Opportunities
cool. But,
abound out there.
Yeah, and just so many times looking around, it's wow.
Yeah, and this,
like, are we really here? Is this really happening? You know, and it's been a phenomenal opportunity to go out there and you know, have kind of a reset, if you will. And when the fishing is that good, it's real. To me, it's very easy to. You know, it can go two ways. You can either be the weasel in the hen house out there and just go hog wild, or you can go, wow, this is a chance to recognize that, you know, especially with that great a fish, that measure of enough, you know, it's real easy to hit that point. So, you know, we can take our time, you can go do some other things, take a little scenic tour, you know, kind of piece it together so we can really maximize the enjoyment out there at the island, if you will.
Yeah. And respect the place, have respect for this amazing opportunity that has been fortunately given to us by the Mexican
that's
people.
Exactly what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, and
exactly.
That's it. It's just, I mean, it's not a matter of how many and how big. It's a matter of, geez, this is just an incredible opportunity, and let's take advantage of all that it is.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And to an individual, everybody has been on board. Everyone gets it. Everyone who's riding on the boat, they get it. Like, this is something that is really special. It's really unique. And it's something, obviously, that we want to be able to, we want to see continue.
Yeah, let's respect the resource.
That's right.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, we're going to have to do everything right in order to have that opportunity extended to us. So
no question
about
it.
We're definitely on board.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you know, again, we're living the dream out there. We really are.
Giant hits doesn't hurt either. That's awesome. Like, just the whole thing about it. And like you said, if somebody that hasn't been there, it's just so unique to, you know, whatever you call it, Central Baja. I mean, it's so much different than all the other islands and spots that you fish out there.
It is. There's something about that place that you know, it's undergone a remarkable transformation in the last 20 years. It's turned into something that I don't, you know, I'm sure historically it's been like that at some point, but it's never been like that. You know, it never was in my earlier days.
In the earlier days, it was a place where you go catch a few big bluefin tuna, right?
Yeah, it was mainly cold water. You went out there, and I mean, it was like, you know, down jacket in the middle of summer, and you know, wool beanie, and you know, it was bluefin and you know, some big yellows on the bottom, and the water was always cold out there, and a lot of times it was green, and it's right. In the last, I guess it was probably 15, 20 years, the place has turned into it's like, if it's not tropical, it's certainly subtropical. You know, I mean, manta rays, whale sharks.
Really?
You know, the whole nine yards. It's really something. And to, you know, this time of year, obviously, we're on longer trips, and have the ability to work that in is just a component of our trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're not, you know, the fishing's so good out there, and you can't spend 9 days at the island. You know what I mean? You get in a couple, two, 3 days, and you're good on that, you know, either yellowtail, yellowfin tuna, whatever. And then we move on. And just, again, to have that as a component of the trip.
Totally.
Right?
That's
what's, you know,
so
you're
cool.
There at Guadalupe for a couple, 3 days, just in paradise. You go to Alejos Rocks, and you have the opportunity at Wahoo down there. You have the opportunity at Dorado that are around the rocks now, too, or on Kelps. Slide into the ridge, see what the ridge has to offer. Work up the beach, see what the coast has to offer. As part of a fall 10 day, 11 day, whatever, to mix in all that variety and scenery and species and, you know, sea conditions, weather, the whole thing. I have seen in this fall what I would say is, if not the most successful, as successful of a 10-day trips that I have, or fall that we have ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, in my career, I've been doing this a long time now. I've been in hog heaven, just driving around, just going, man,
this is
what it's all about. I mean, this is a very rare opportunity that as a fisherman, you just, man, we spend a lot of time. I talked to you guys both, you know, individually and just a little bit on the air, but we've spent a lot of time working towards this and to see it come to fruition and be the direct beneficiary.
Yeah, but it's not without effort, and we should throw that out there. It's you know, it's been a limited entry deal with three boats right now, but it's not without effort on your part. And a classic example of that effort is you driving down to Ensenada with us when we did our live broadcast with Ken and the guys from Sport Fishing Association of California. And it was so obvious the respect that the Mexican government people that came to that show had for you. You speak the language, you understand the situations there, and you've respected that and worked hard to cooperate with the way they want to do business.
I think that there's a lot to the sincerity of our efforts, no question about it. I mean, you know, going down there and being part of the radio show, to me, I view that as an incredible opportunity for me, but it had nothing to do with the whole process of getting in and working towards achieving or obtaining permission to fish there at Guadalupe, but that does play into it, you know, again, and it's sincere. You guys know from all the years of working down there, and I just, I'm very quick to embrace anything to advance the idea of fishing in Mexico, promoting Mexico, Mexican tourism, because we've had nothing but incredible experiences down there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, every once in a while there's a bump in the road, whatever, but not overall. I mean, if you just look at how incredibly fortunate we've been and the opportunities that the government of Mexico has actually provided all of us as sport fishermen. Okay. You know, again, there's occasionally this thing with a visa, there's this and that, but just in totality, how incredible is the access that we have as a fishery. I'm not just talking about Royal Star, as a fishery. How incredible is the access that we have down there?
No question. And I think the Mexican people, the Mexican government are starting to see that we bringing people into Mexican waters and utilizing their resources and their beautiful places and stuff like that is a positive for Mexico.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing for Mexico. It's taking away that mystique of, you know, this border and it's an open deal. It means that, you know, we're partners in all this.
There's no question about it. No doubt about it. And how many, you know, we're getting sidetracked here on the fishing thing,
but how many
anglers end up fishing in other places in Mexico as a result of that?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, hundreds, thousands.
Yeah, people are going back to the East Cape more. They're going to Cabo more. They're going to Puerto Vallarta. They're going to Xtapas de Huatanejo.
Even along the coast,
the
last trip, like we went in, we had some cruddy weather, so we bombed it in. We were fishing outside of Hippolyta. We bombed it inside and hung out in Bahia Asuncion up there for, you know, spent the whole night up in there. And there's like 8 out of 22 people in the book going, like, where is this place? Like, we want to come back here. I was like, well, you know, Miguel is a sport fishing operation right there. He takes people out on his skiff because I've been down there.
And
I mean, I've got his cards. I'm handing out his cards. They're like, I'm coming back here. This place is super cool. I want to see more of this. That's just a perfect example of how, you know, we're working together.
People.
That's exactly
right.
That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. That's no question cool. about it. Well, as you can hear, we haven't even touched the surface of the Royal Star and the opportunities that they provide long-range anglers and the opportunities he's going to provide one lucky angler that's sitting in the studio with us right now. I guess that's a week from tomorrow, right? Let's Talk Hookup trip down there. And we're going to have a great show today.
You're not kidding, man. It's so much fun to talk about. It's just going to be an awesome time and an awesome opportunity, and we would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through, this is a great time to call in. I can assure you it's going to be a very busy morning, and we do have open phone lines at both numbers right now. Great time to call 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858 877-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking long range, talking fun, talking Royal Star, we've also got such a cool prize today. And Pete put it together, and what a rad one. It's an ultimate long range belt and harness setup, and it's provided for our great friends at AFTCO. It includes the AFTCO Socorro belt and the AFTCO Max Force harness, courtesy of our good friends up at AFTCO. And what a great belt and harness combo to have if you're getting ready to go on your long range trip. So again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer, too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride. And hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats. And outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here. And always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, talking with Captain Tim Ekstrom on the Royal Star. And, you know, speaking of live broadcasts, we were just talking about, okay, you've got the Let's Talk Hookup 12-day flyback trip on the Royal Star that leaves a week from tomorrow, right? And you guys happen to arrive back in Cabo San Lucas on December the 12th, which also happens to coincide with our next Sport Fishing Association of California live broadcast in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Mexican people down there, the Mexican government officials, the fisheries people down in Cabo San Lucas, part of our efforts to work together and promote sport fishing in Mexico. And you guys arrive that morning, and we'll be sauntering up to the hotel and being on that live broadcast with us.
What an incredible coincidence.
Pretty awesome,
yeah,
huh?
That's rad.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite places, too. I absolutely love it down there. Yeah. I love that whole area. You know, I mean, you can't just talk about Cabo. You got to go all the way up to East Cape and throw that in there, and La Paz, and now the west side. I mean,
yeah.
You guys, magic.
And you'll firsthand stepping off the boat which we've done those fly down, fly back trip several times, and it's just such a cool deal to be able to jump onto Cabo and then fly home, and 3 days later, the Royal Star pulls in with your catch, and Rosie and Sean from Fisherman's Processing handle the whole thing, and you're ready to go home that afternoon or that morning with the best fish you could possibly have.
I'll tell you what's even better, and we see, I mean, at least half, if not more, of our anglers now, they jump off the boat in Cabo, and then they spend a night, two nights there, and they get into San Diego and, you know, meet the boat the next morning. Spend the night in a hotel there in San Diego and meet the boat the next morning.
Sure.
Or if they're local, you know, they go home. But, you know, just another a day on the beach to unwind, a night, you know, in the cantina. You know.
Yeah, why not? You're in a paradise.
You're already there. That's exactly right.
Isn't that what you're doing, right?
Well, I mean, you know, the boss says it sounds like a good idea. I mean, it sounds good to me.
Right?
I'll tell you one thing. Some of the guys that work on that boat are like my best buds. You know, I mean, those are some of my best buddies. Talk to the guys all the time. The crew on that Royal Star are some of my best friends. I cannot wait to spend, you know, 2 weeks with those guys and then just give them a friendly farewell.
Oh, that's cruel,
give them a friendly
man.
Farewell and they start bucking up the line.
Oh, they got to take the boat back while you go and drink margaritas and cervezas.
If you think the text message of a margarita by the poolside isn't happening, you got another thing coming
almost,
for sure.
Yeah.
So the other one is even better. You fly the little woman down there. And
little vacay.
There you go.
Little
you get
combo.
Into Cabo. Yeah, the combo. Exactly.
Combo
so
deal.
Spend
yeah.
a couple days there. You get some bonus points as a little woman. You know, the guys are bucking up the line.
Yeah.
You're there. Well,
yeah.
And you
smart
guys,
man.
Yeah, you guys get it, you know.
Yeah. So this is all field research,
of course.
And, of course, my part of my trip, I should mention, is that we have our Let's Talk Hookup Journeyman Sport Fishing 2.5-day trip in Puerto Vallarta that week also. So
nice.
I'll be flying down on the previous Sunday to Puerto Vallarta and going on the journeyman with Captain Russell O'Neill, staying the night in Puerto Vallarta on Wednesday, flying to Cabo on Thursday from Puerto Vallarta. There's actually an airline called Aero Calafia that flies.
Yeah.
It's not very far.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's, and then going, meeting Ken and Kenya and Elena, and then you guys on Saturday doing the show, fly home that afternoon and be back in here while Ricky's sipping margaritas the next morning.
We're going to have some on-the-water research.
Yeah, it's going to be some serious
straight up
Mexico fishing research.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's going to be some fun stuff. And we love it here, too. The phones are packed up. They want to talk to you, Captain Tim Ekstrom, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Ray. Ray's calling us from Oceanside. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Ray.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Ray.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Another beautiful morning here at the harbor, guys. Just November, December here, right around the corner. Just phenomenal.
Pretty unreal. Just,
yeah. Hey, guys, I'm doing something I've never really started fishing the style before. Is I'm doing a lot of surf fishing, listen to Gundy, and my guys are all getting into it. It's a blast. A lot of work. Good exercise for us, those folks. But my question is, should I use a braid line, like a real light braid line? Because like in the rocks and stuff, we're going in some really bad neighborhoods, you know, where I'm getting hung up and cut, and I'm using fluorocarbon, but any recommendations on using a lighter fluorocarbon, maybe with a braided line, and any recommendations on a bait caster that, you know, some of these fish we're getting are pretty big, you know, it's like a spooky, you can be on the yellowtail in a heartbeat, you know?
Guys?
You know, I would say you got, any time in fishing on something like that, there's always pros and cons to figuring out the right kind of gear that you're going to use. And it's all about outweighing, you know, your pros versus your cons. And you got two things going for you. Light line, spinning reel, braid is awesome. Having a light power pro in your spinning reel makes a world of difference. It doesn't retain the memory like typical mono does. It's smaller. You can cast it farther. It's thinner diameter. It's all these great things. The only thing that gets me as a potential that where it might not be the best call for you is fishing around rocks. Power Pro is incredibly strong and incredibly good casting and all these other things. What it doesn't have is the same abrasion resistance on rocks that monofilament or fluorocarbon would. You know, I mean, straight pull, it's strong forever, but, you know, you put tension on that line and rub it over a rock, it might part easier than a mono would. So I think you have to really determine if you're fishing around a lot of rock like that, I might just fish a traditional, you know, a traditional good high abrasion monofilament and then connect it to, you know, a little swivel, a little Carolina rig and fish a little piece of fluorocarbon on the other end there. And if you're fishing traditional sandy bottom where there's an occasional rock or something, then that's for me when I would fish a braided line.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, the Power Pro
is, especially on a spinning reel, isn't going to twist as much.
Exactly.
As mono
That's
filament.
What's so nice about
so
it.
So there's a nice, so it's kind of a give and take situation. Yeah. But yeah, good advice on the abrasion resistance and the rocks. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Don in Woodland Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Tim, really appreciate your leadership in the fishing industry, and one of the benefits that I know I've had and everybody else that goes on boats like yours is your RSW system, and the quality of the fish is just phenomenal. My question is you know, what kind of work have you had to personally get involved in to develop the system you have on the Royal Star?
Well, I was the one that implemented the RSW, the idea of it, you know, firsthand, and Randy and I both were essential in actually installing the system that we have now. From doing the research to quite a bit of R&D, you know, adjusting our process on the boat right out of the gates, trying a lot of different things as far as how our refrigeration is actually set up, and that's really where our big advantage lies. In the way our system is set up, we have the ability to maintain a constant temperature of right around 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Seawater doesn't freeze till 28. So we've discovered over the years that maintaining that fish in the tanks at 30 to 31 degrees Fahrenheit, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, you wouldn't think there's that much difference between 30, 31 or 32 or 33, but there is. And especially when you hold it for a period of time, say a week or in excess of a week. So the fact that we were able to create a system that the way we have the system set up, we're able to maintain that temp rather than ride up and have a, say, if your system's, I don't want to get too technical and bore everybody, but, you know, if you have a system that works on a thermostat, the temperature goes up to, say, you know, 33 or 34, then it comes down to 30, then goes up, goes down. Our system, we just maintain that constant temp the way we have it. So it's, go ahead.
I have a question about the longevity of the fish in the RSW. Like Rick is going on our Let's Talk Hookup 12-day trip, let's say 5-6 days into the trip, he catches a tuna for Pelican Pete that he's going to bring home, it's going to be in that RSW for 10 days. How is that fish going to handle that? Why does that handle that?
Well, again, as long as you hold it at that 30 to 31, like you keep it there, you don't ride it up to a higher temp, you certainly don't pull it down below 30, and that's a whole other side of it. You don't want to get it down to any temperature that's freezing, and the way we do that is we don't add any salt to our system. You know, there's a lot of guys that they maintain or try to maintain temps in different ways, but if you add any salt to your system whatsoever to your tank full of seawater, then you're dropping the point, you know, to where it'll pull below freezing and
too cold.
It's, yeah, and if you get into that you know, that 28 degree range, that 27, it's causes some real potential trouble. You know, it breaks down the meat of the fish, and you know, the product comes back mealy and weird, whatever.
So but, how can that fish last 10 days?
Well, if you think about it, it's nothing more than you're holding it on ice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. You're just holding it in seawater that's at 30 degrees or 31 degrees. So, again, as long as you maintain that temp, there's a few other things to go in there. You know, obviously, in our case, the way we handle that product from the second it comes on board, you really have to put forth the effort to make sure it doesn't get banged up, bruised up, you know, beat up. That's why when that fish hits a deck, you know, we drop it with a spike right away. We run that cord down the spine. You take those gills and guts out. That makes a really big difference,
too.
Oh,
I bet
too.
That does, yeah.
You know, I mean,
so
you
the
just,
thing is bled out. There's no guts inside to rot away or anything
that's
like
exactly
that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
the fish goes in
there.
And to
watch that process, Rick and I have seen it many, many times on the Royal Star. We've done videos. There's a video on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, that shows that process. It's amazing what happens when you run that thing up the spine to that fish, the way it just changes color and the thing is,
yeah,
is it changes the nervous
it system. Knocks it down completely, all
yeah.
Those nerves firing along the spine, it
yeah.
Just it literally arrests the decomposition process, because all that lactic acid that's getting into the muscle tissue, it just
so that's got to be a big part of that, huh?
I believe it is,
yeah,
but both in you know, keeping that fish for a long period of time, as well as the texture of the fish. And you guys know from trying it. I mean, there's just something.
There's nothing like it.
There really isn't. I mean, I can say you know, very with 100% confidence that what we do on Royal Star is different. What we produce is different. And that's not to say that the other guys are producing bad quality product. They're not. The level of the product coming off all the boats is just improved.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. But what we do is different. And that's backed up by an awful lot of years now. And, you know, there's who knows how many testimonials out there. But
you guys pioneered it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're always looking for a way to improve it also. You know, there's a lot that goes into it, and really the success of it is attributed to the effort of the crew on deck. Those guys are 100% invested in making sure that every fish that goes in there comes out of there as a beautiful premium product. It's our, you know, we're obviously good fishermen. We've done this for a long time. We put forth 100% effort towards that. Our focus on customer service and produce. Providing quality operation is right up there at the top, but our signature has really become that product coming out of that hatch. If you're a discerning angler who goes out there and appreciates the product coming off the boat, a big part of the reason, or at least some of the reason you're going fishing is because you love to eat fish and share fish with family and friends, we're the place for you, because it just, you know, we invest an awful lot of time and effort into producing that premium quality product, recognizing that, you know, look at how valuable fresh seafood is, you know, wild caught ocean, you know, fresh seafood. Look at how valuable that is nowadays, just across the board, you know, compared to any other, you know, whatever gourmet fare that's out there.
No question.
At the top of the list.
Yeah.
And knowing
premium quality that you cannot buy.
Right. Right. And knowing how valuable that is. And looking at every single fish that comes aboard and realizing that, hey, man, that thing is swimming gold. It's swimming platinum. It really is, if you take care of it right.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the other way, too, as we all know. We've seen the flip side of that. But knowing that that's what the potential of that fish is, I just, you know, again, it's...
Respect the fish.
Respect the fish. Respect the whole, you know, the whole process. That's what we're about.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Been a busy morning already. There's your chance to get through.
Grant in San Carlos, you're up next. Then let's talk hookup. What's up, Grant?
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Hey,
very well.
Go on, Grant.
Hey, I just wanted to share something with Tim. Long time no talk. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have a thank you to extend to you from many years ago. We were leaving in 1997 on an 8-day. And my number one boy would see me off annually on a long range trip. Of course, we had fished since he was a baby. And he was always good with the fact that I was leaving on a long range trip. It wasn't his world yet. And I remember him standing on the deck, throwing the lines off, waving at him, his lower lip quivering like, now I don't understand. Why am I not going?
Question, Dad.
Well, I had to get an answer, and I went up to the bridge, and I said to Tim, dude, can you turn the boat around? I got a boy I need to pluck off the dock. He goes, well, no, but why don't you take him? I said, well, I'm not going to take him out here with all these guides and stuff. He'd be in the way. He goes, have you ever heard of the family trip on the Royal Polaris? And from that point on, we got off that 8-day. I went and signed up immediately for that 8-day or the 6-day family trip. And you told me, you said, it's the best thing ever. There's little guys running around. They all have fun. 6 days goes quick, blah, blah, blah. So I signed up, and the rest is history.
And how old was Ryan?
He was 10 on his first one.
10. So how young is too young for a long range trip, Captain Tim?
You know, I think that it depends on the individual. You know, some kids that if they're
like your kid,
yeah, we could throw him in the mix for sure. But
how old was he when he went on his first long range?
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took him out on boats since he was a little baby, so he was pretty well prepared for it. But if probably the most challenging thing for a youngster out there, and you know, kids at 7, 8, 9, 10, is that they're going to spend the majority of the time on the boat, and there's nobody their age, so you know, they might go a little stir crazy if they can't let loose a little bit and be a kid.
Sure.
Which I mean, I know in our case, I mean, half our crew there, even though they're 30 years old, they're still kids anyway. So that wouldn't matter. They'll beat on them and rough them up, and you know, sure. They'll have a good old time. But, I think it's really on an individual basis. But 10, 11, no, 12, and again, it depends on the length of trip, too. I think if you've got a kid that just loves fishing and loving being out in the water, if you take them out, you know, start them off on a day and a half trip. Well, obviously, younger, start them off on a half day or sure. three-quarter day, but then you go out overnight, go out on a day and a half trip.
Get their sea legs.
Exactly. Just work up the ladder.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big bonus of a long-range boat is those, you know, those limited loads. That for a kid,
absolutely.
It makes it a lot nicer. A
lot more attention.
A lot more attention, and there's some more room at the rail. You know, it doesn't get quite as extreme, let's
right.
say, when the fishing gets hot and heavy. There's a little more room.
Right.
So I think there is a real, you know, that's a reason to bring a kid out with us. And, you know, I do want to say that we've had a lot of opportunities over the years for when parents, you know, they want to bring their son or their daughter out, and their son is young, or their daughter, whatever it may be, you know, 10 years old, hey, give me a call, because I having kids myself and recognizing that that is the future of fishing for all of us, I'm generally willing to work with somebody. You know, it's like, hey, my kid's going to come out, he's 8 years old, whatever, and we'll cut you a break if you're going to bring your kid along. Because,
that's cool.
Because, you know, again, it's the right
you
thing
want
to do.
Do that, yeah.
And
you're
I want to see
for your future.
That's right. And I
yeah.
want to see kids coming out there. So
okay, and not to bag on overnight open party or day and a half open party trips at all, but to me, that's not the place to start a kid on a longer trip. The place to start a kid on a longer trip is on a boat like the Royal Star, American Angler, Royal Polaris, Shogun, those, you know, Red Rooster, the trips that cater to their passengers.
I agree with that. I do. Just, you know, the caveat to that would be if you're on one of the local boats and, you know, it's midweek, whatever, it's a lighter load, I think it's fine. But if you're going to take your youngster out there and, you know, it's a boat that's got whatever it may be, it's a full load, it's 40, 50 people. It's just intimidating. It's hectic. And again, it's not a knock against those kind of rigs and that kind of fishing. It's just for a youngster, it's pretty burly. You know, you got a bunch of,
yeah.
you know, men crashing around and doing their thing. You know,
burly for an old guy like me.
Yeah. I mean, most kids would sit back and just go, whoa, you know, not so sure I want to be part of that. But
you want it to be a good experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Grant, thanks a lot for this call. Appreciate that very much.
Cool story. Hey,
you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Grant. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. Your next fishing trip, be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. And on your long-range trip, Rick, the Power Pro Advantage has got to be hollow ace.
I'll tell you, you know, it's funny that you say that because I was thinking about that. After fishing, you know, several years, there's one thing that you'll notice on some of your reels that a hollow ace will give you a huge advantage. And it's the ability to splice two hollow lines together. Hollow ace is probably the easiest spliceable line. So my sardine rig is a perfect example. After a couple of years of fishing, you have a long soaked bait that's out there, and the hook gets in them sideways, and it helicopters all the way back to the boat, and you get a little twist in your line, whatever. Maybe you've just fished it a bunch, and it's dirty, you want new. The beauty of hollow ace is you can strip off 100 yards of your line, cut it, splice two pieces back together, have absolutely clean, fresh line. So when you're fly lining your baits, there's no twist, there's no knots, there's nothing. It's brand new, but the connection is seamless and it's 100%.
Yeah, and if by chance you start to lose line and you want to put more line back on your reel, you splice it on, you get it, and you're back in business in no time.
Get needle fished, you get tangled, whatever. Yeah. You can bring yourself back to new with no effort, and it's seamless.
Power Pro Hollow Ace at your favorite tackle dealer.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools. We personally know these guys. We fished with them, too. They're hardcore anglers and great guys, and they're very serious when it comes to dependable job site delivery and the best in Milwaukee tools. Check JobSiteSupplyCo.com for more information. Let's go on to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. I Captain Willie, it just changes week after week after week. When we think it's over, it's not. Could things have possibly kept going this week?
We kept it rolling, Ricky. Yep.
Everything so
kind of just kept going. Business. I don't want to call it a slow week, but it's just kind of a business as usual week. You know, I mean, good November week for sure, without a doubt. You know, the three-quarter day stuff is, we kind of standard cod fishing, you know, for part of the day for sure, and some good mixed bottom fish, but there's still some good yellow swimming around over that same hard bottom. So if you can find the right sonar school and you can get it to stop, you know, you can make a catch on it. That fish this week that we caught, some of that yellow stuff went like 17 to 30 pounds, and it was eating the live mackerel on the dropper loop and the yo-yo jig. So kind of one of those, yeah, you might make one stop and catch some rockfish, and, you know, we might pull them back and have you drop a mackerel to the bottom on the next one. So kind of that's how that's going out there on that deeper water. We did have a couple of our boats get off the beach on Friday, you know, to kind of take a look at some of that tuna that's swimming around up there. I think we're maybe up on the leading edge of the, you know, vast majority body of that fish. But they made a little catch, too. I think we had 15, 20 yellowfin in our count on Friday. So certainly we'll keep tabs on that stuff. It seems like it's kind of marching around a little bit. And if it does get within striking range for our three-quarter day boats, you know, you may see a trip or two online if that stuff works its way up a little bit closer for us. So, and then the half-day stuff, close to home, still great calico bass fishing continues and plenty to catch, you know, for the newer, less experienced angler. And if, you know, a parent was looking to get a kid out on the water, it's been really good, good, easy calico bass fishing for those guys, too. And like today, perfect example, our half-day boat at 12:45, you know, kids fish free with a paid adult. I know there's room on that trip, so if someone's looking to get out on something like that, beautiful weather day, Fisher Biden, you know, perfect day to get a young one out on the water. So that's kind of it for us. You know, Brandon's still catching his limits of lobster at Catalina, and, you know, we got a few more halibut on our leaderboard for our halibut derby too on Friday. So just, you know, clicking away, things are good. So if you guys want to hop on a trip up here, phone number to the landing, 949-496-5794. Certainly recommend calling and making reservation. Again, not to save a spot, but to, you know, kind of help build the trip to get the boat away from the dock. And of course, you can visit us at our website, danawharf.com. And then on one of these local three-quarter day trips, you guys can link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage and save a few bucks on one of those local trips.
Yeah, that's what's amazing. Right on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, you click on that Dana Wharf banner and you save a bunch of money on a half or three-quarter day trip right there, and that's really a generous thing that you do for our listeners.
Captain worked out good.
Yeah, well, Captain Brian Woolley, I was over at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing the other day because Brandon Hayward runs out of Dana Wharf right now. Went lobster hooping with him over at Catalina, and the landing's looking great.
Good, yeah. He said you were going to be out there with him, so I'm glad you made a chance to get out there.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, and we will talk to you next Sunday, and have a great Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good holiday as well, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. See you, Willie. All right. Well, that's going to temporarily wrap up our catch port now. Hopefully, we'll hear from Gundy a little later on in the show. But again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It's the long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, their ringed hooks, and their standard J-hook are top anglers' first choice in fishing for tuna and other pelagic species. It has the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
Randy in Costa Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Hey, same to you.
Morning.
To you, Randy.
I have a couple of questions, and I'll take the answers off the air. The first one is when you're on, like, a seven-day spring trip, do you guys wind up running in and fishing the rockfish or bottom fish, yellowtail, that kind of stuff? And then the second question is, what do you have planned for your off-season maintenance routine? And thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Ray.
There's always a chance that you're going to run in and fish coastal. You know, long-range fishing being completely dynamic, you know, there's just no way you can ever tell what your itinerary is going to be ahead of time. But I certainly, you know, there's a couple things that would move you in there along the beach. First one would be if there's weather coming. You know, significant weather where you're going to get your butt kicked, you know, coming up the line for 2 days or a day and a half, we'd opt for a coastal run and probably incorporate some variety fishing. Or if you just had an incredible trip, you know, you're loaded up on either yellowtail, tuna, whatever, and, you know, you got a day to mix in a little variety fishing. That's what would send you in there. As far as maintenance goes, big cosmetic year, certainly. We're going to do more than just touch up. We're going to, you know, paint everything topside. That's our main plan. It's definitely due. I wouldn't say it's overdue, but it's due this year. And we're gonna do some work on the boat downstairs, a couple of different places. Mechanical work. We've got some key projects going on. I really haven't started compiling my list, but probably what anglers will notice the most is some of the cosmetic improvements we're gonna make this year, and in particular the brand new spanking paint job.
Wow, that's a big project.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's like I think we talked about this before, the boat. It's like the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, you start on one side, by the time you get the other, you're ready to start
all over again.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do on the boat, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, we have the want to do projects and the need to do projects. So need to do always take precedent. And then the want to do, we generally hack one of those off at least every year on the want to do list. It just depends on the magnitude of it.
I want to compliment you guys on one that you did last year, and that was the rails that you put on the boat. They are
beautiful.
Awesome.
Brand new rails.
You guys did such a nice job.
And they practically
really
give
good.
Away teak these days, you know.
Oh, yeah. especially the old growth.
You have to use really super high-quality teak.
Oh, yeah, you got to use the best. Yeah, exactly.
And so that was a high-end project, shall we call it.
Oh, definitely was, but, you know, again, it was...
paid off, though. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that made it to the need-to-do list. Yeah. I think what really put us over the edge was when, I don't know, it was a trip Randy was running. They had a 350-pounder. They were pulling over the stern corner, and the rail broke.
Right.
And
snap.
We used to joke about it.
It's about time to...
I loved it. Like, we used to joke about it. You know, there'd be like obviously, it was done very fresh and appropriately, but, like, the patchwork would, like, leave a little knot or something. It was perfect. You could just kind of wedge the front hypalon in your rail against the knot. You know, you can pull a fish out. You get a couple of really good leverage points on
they didn't exist anymore.
Piece of tuna cord that's holding a piece of rail together. You just wedge against that thing. Like, this is the spot right here. Yeah. Now it's all
smooth.
But
how long did that rail last?
27 or 28 years. It's a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. You're going to get, you got to figure you're going to, you know, if your rails are done right, that's what you're going to get out in 25 some odd years. Another big part of that improvement, which is, you know, it's kind of lost in the shuffle, is the fact that we replaced that lower cap rail with an aluminum cap, so it's all solid. Randy did all that work. I mean, he just did a phenomenal job. Tremendous amount of welding, but it's beautiful, and it added to the structural integrity of the boat, and it also addressed, you know, we have always had that problem on the boats of having that corrosion that's right underneath the rail. You get those bubbles and blisters because the water sneaks in on that in between that paint edge and the rail. You know, whenever you get corrosion there, is that completely erased that problem from existence because now it's one solid seam that's welded. But again, as far as the structural integrity of the boat, that helped too. It really stiffened things up back there. So, and it's beautiful. You know, it's a nice
great job.
Painted, clean surface. All those little improvements, again, you know, a boat is one of those things. I've had a lot of conversations with anglers over the years about the maintenance of the boat and, you know, the condition the boat's in, so on and so forth. You know, if you're doing it right, and I know Brian, Randy, and I, we all have the same maintenance philosophy in the boat. We always have. And I got to – I know we already plugged Frank's boat, you know, inadvertently back there, but I got to assign appropriate credit to Mr. Lopresti, who was one of my main mentors. He has the exact same maintenance philosophy, and we maintain our boats – In we keep them in impeccable condition, and if you're doing it right, your boat. I mean, our boat's almost 30 years old, and next year it's gonna be 30 years old.
Wow!
But I can tell everyone it is a much better boat today than the day it was launched.
Wow!
It is a much better
because you've taken care of it.
Because you take care of it, and all the little things that you know the little things that pop up over the years, the systems that didn't work out the way the original designers thought. You know, all those little things you address, you make your mechanical improvements as technology comes along. You know, you improve the boat in every which way. You identify all the deficiencies and you know as the years progress you address them and your boat is in better condition if you're doing it right. Your boat is in better condition as an old boat than it was the day it was launched and our boat absolutely hands down is in that category. It's
a good point.
It's 10 times the boat than it was the day I got on it.
It takes a lot of work to make it happen.
Absolutely.
But if you do the right things.
Well, and you going back to the caller's original question about, you know, what projects you have planned. Well, that's all part of it. You know, as the year goes along, we're compiling that list. We're looking at the little things that could use improvement and the big things that could use improvement. And then, you know, come maintenance time, we shut the boat down for a month every year, basically a month. We haul it out of the water and address all those things. But that's really when we have the time to make those improvements as well as address the little gremlins that pop their heads up, you know, as the year progresses.
No question. Hey, appreciate the call this morning. Our lobster guru himself is on the line, Mr. Jim Salazar. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Pete. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Are you out catching lobsters?
No, I'm catching some bonita right now. It's half of the lobsters.
Ah, very good.
Nice.
Very
sounds
good.
Fishing out there, Jim.
Lots of bonita, man. Tons of bonita. Actually, I'm looking for some whales. My wife wants to come out in a little while and look at whales. We've had a ton of them out here in the Santa Monica Bay. It's been really fun.
Gray whales already?
I don't think they're grays. I think they're fins. They have that little tiny fin up on the top.
All right. It could be humpbacks, too. There's a lot of humpbacks around right
now. I can't tell them apart. Yeah. They blow when I say whale, and that's it.
They're big, and your wife's stoked.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Indeed.
So, guys, I got a little information for you on the upcoming commission meeting. I've been talking about it and talking it up and telling people the December meeting in San Diego was important. Well, as usual, Fish and Game did their normal, and they postponed the regulatory package until the February meeting, which will be in Sacramento, naturally. So I guess I'll be going up to Sacramento in February. But in December, what they're going to present is they're going to present the draft FMP, the Fishery Management Plan for the lobsters, and it's just going to be the draft one. So it's really not that important a meeting. The February meeting in Sacramento when they present the regulatory package, that's the important one. I'll definitely be up there, but we're still looking good, guys.
Yeah, things that we talked about before, all those issues that were on the table are all going to happen, and it's all positive for the recreational lobster angler.
It's all positive, and they're just minor little tweaks. So I think we're looking real good. The commercial guys are going to get some trap limits, which is a good thing because it's just been wild west for them. So it'll be good to see them with some trap limits on.
And the other thing that's going to, you know, on the other side to benefit the commercial guy is they're going to make the recreational guys clip a tail to prove that it's a recreational caught lobster, so they can't sell them, right?
Yeah, we're either going to cut the middle fin of the back tail or punch it, and it'll prove it's a recreational caught lobster, so it can't be caught sold commercially or by the guy walking door to door on the street.
That's going to be huge because that's going to really be not only a positive for the commercial guy, which it should be, that he doesn't have to compete with a guy that's cheating.
Exactly.
The other thing is too, there's a lot of guys that cheat, and sell the lobsters, and it's going to be good for the lobster population.
$41.99 a pound at Captain Kidd's, my local seafood market here in Redondo Beach. $41.99 a pound.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's amazing how expensive
it's crazy.
Lobster is right now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well
thank you, Jim.
It, guys.
Appreciate all your efforts and all that you do for the recreational lobster fishermen in Southern California. If it wasn't for Jim, a lot of this stuff would slide by. We would never know.
That's the truth, man.
So
we'd have a 45 seasonal limit, and we'd have no conical nets. So
exactly.
I'll keep up the good fight for you guys.
Big
thanks,
trouble.
Jim.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate your efforts.
Thanks
a lot
guys.
For the call.
Hey, bye. When we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great information and a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next-generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam 4-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha 4-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha marine dealer.
My Angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at VoteCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer, too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.